The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lasley. And a very pleasant greeting indeed to all the listeners of at this radio station. We're happy to be coming your way once again with a message from the Word of God. Many thanks to those who write us and cooperate with us in making this work of faith possible each week over this station. We feel indebted to God and to you, and it is our sincere desire that we may present the Word in such a way that it may be not only be interesting, but profitable to those who will give heed. In a recent prayer meeting, a verse of Scripture was brought out, which has lingered in my mind. I want to pass it on to you with some additional thoughts, which I believe will be helpful. Listen to this verse from the 5th chapter of Galatians and the 7th verse. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Here, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Galatians who had accepted Christ, and yet it seems that they also wanted to hold on to the law, which became a hindrance to them. In other words, Paul pointed out that if they were going to accept Christ, they must turn loose of the law, or else, if they continued to keep part of the commandments, they were duty-bound to observe them all. Now, here's the part of that verse on which I want to place emphasis right now. It says, ye did run well. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe it's possible for an individual to accept Christ as their Savior and to live a victorious life? I hope you'll not mind if I answer that myself, for I certainly do believe it is possible. Not only is it a possibility, but it is a practical way to live. I'm talking about everyday Christianity and not just one day of the week. One time, I talked personally to a man who was up in years. He had plenty of wealth, but I was talking to him about the things of the Lord. It seems that somewhere back in the younger days of his life, he'd given his heart to the Lord. Now, I'm fearful that he had not spent all the remaining years of his life exactly as God would have had him do. But he reminded me that the happiest days of his life was back there when he had given his heart to the Lord. Friends, I wonder how many within the sound of the broadcast has run well for God in their younger days? They may have made an excellent start, but it's one thing to make a start, and it's another thing to stay with it. If you're not now enjoying the very best days of your life, then there's a reason for it. Of course, it is true that some people never do find the secret of salvation. They never fully repent. They have never found Christ. They may have a profession, but we're talking about genuine salvation. It comes through faith, repentance, and then doing the will of God. When you do that, I would say that this scripture is applicable in your life. Ye did run well. With Kathleen's help, I want to give you the personal testimony of Brother Fred Pruitt, who's now gone on to be with the Lord. In his book, God's Gracious Dealing, he wrote of his conversion.
This joy and comfort of being saved was a new thing for wife and me, as we had never experienced anything like it before. Oh, how we did love the Lord, the neighbors, and one another. We also had the love and goodwill towards those we had once hated. This was wonderful indeed. Truly, old things had passed away, and all things had become new, and the future looked bright, great contentment. We were very careful to please God in all things, being anxious to do everything that would please Him, and quick to quit anything that we thought would displease Him. I was a user of tobacco, and had tried to quit it time and again, but was unable to resist the desire for it that would come upon me. When the Lord saved me, I quit, and tossed my pipe back on top of the kitchen cabinet, behind the pans, buckets, and other utensils which were seldom used. This was in the summer of 1915. That fall, I bought a one-roll corn binder and cut at least 150 acres of feed belonging to myself and neighbors. I shall never forget what peace I enjoyed, and how the Lord gave me victory and calmness in my soul when the binder went wrong or the horses were ugly. I used to curse and behave badly, but now a sweet peace filled my soul, and by His help I never uttered a cross word nor sinned against God at any time, and the peace increased and flowed deep like a river.
Then Brother Pruitt went on to tell of the victory he had after the Holy Spirit came in and he was sanctified. Listen.
Truly, a new era had dawned in our lives. The Holy Spirit was to lead us now to be in communion with God the Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all things therein, was greatly inspiring and uplifting. The Son of Righteousness had come with healing in His wings, Malachi 4:2, and we were to go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. When I got up the next morning and walked out into the yard, it seemed I was treading the air, and the strong power of God was reigning in my heart. Oh, how immensely I love God! I was wrapped up in Him, was truly hid with Christ in God. I went to the barn to milk the cows. One cow I always had to tie when I milked her, and she was a fierce kicker. I was so completely enveloped in God that I never thought of tying her. She stood quietly like a gentle cow. It seemed like the cows were sanctified too. The love of God and the glory of God was flooding my soul. The love for souls increased 100-fold. Great love came into my heart for those whom I had hated before I was justified.
Thank you, Kathleen. Friends, I've been talking about that scripture, ye did run well. The only way you can run well in life is to have peace with God. You may think you're getting along pretty well without Him, but really, you're not. You can only do well when you're doing that which is pleasing in God's sight. On the broadcast next week, I want to discuss the other part of the text, who did hinder you? You know, there are some things that hinder people from running well. They make a good start, but they don't continue running well. So we want to discuss some of those things on the broadcast next week. Be sure to hear the broadcast over this same station. You see, life is too short for us to waste it. We should be busy each and every day of our lives, using it in a way that is pleasing in the sight of God. Listen to this poem, only one. 'Tis not for a man to trifle, life is brief, and sin is here. Our age is but the falling of a leaf, a dropping tear. We have not time to sport away the hours, all must be earnest in a world like ours. Not many lives, but only one have we, only one. How earnest should that one life be? That narrow span, day after day, spent in blessed toil. Selected. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we're glad for the plan of salvation, which will work perfectly for those who are willing to follow Thy teachings. Bless each one who hears the broadcast today. Give strength to the weak and comfort to those who are in sorrow, and salvation to those who are lost. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you on the broadcast today. We hope you'll make it a regular listening habit to hear the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, on this same station each week. If you desire to write us, or if we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Listen now to this song, There Is a City. The singers are Marie Miles, Maybelle Pruitt, Vernon Miles, Jean, Dorlila, Marsha, and Sharon Beasley.
There is a city.
is a city.
There is a city,
so I've been told,
so I've been told.
With gates of pearl,
with gates of pearl, and streets of gold, and streets of gold.
It's a walled-in city,
it's a walled-in city, and eternal lights, on eternal lights.
Where it's always day,
where it's always day, with never a night. To the city and the land of song, and the land of song,
where all is right,
where all is right, and there's no wrong, and there's no wrong.
I'm just a waiting,
I'm just a waiting for the trumpet sound, for the trumpet sound.
Goodbye, O world,
goodbye, O world, I'm heaven bound, I'm heaven bound.
There is a city,
there is a city so bright and fair, so bright and fair.
Friends, we appreciate the opportunity of bringing you the gospel over this radio station. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to let us know. And when you write, would you tell us the station over which you hear the message? And if you'd like a printed copy free of charge, let us know that. We'd be glad to send you one without cost or obligation to you. This work is supported by those who have a love for the truth, and we do appreciate the interest and prayers of those who contact us from time to time. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. By all means, hear the message next week when we ask the question, who did hinder you? Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.